talking to Emma Burns, a senior at Owatonna High School, involved in Young Life. And Emma, thank you for your time. Tell me about your experience with Young Life.
Yeah, so I started going to club when I was a freshman, and we had it at the Learning Zone. And then just recently this year, I started being a Young Life president. So I help put clubs together and that type of thing and do anything possible to get as many kids at club as I can. And I went to a bunch of different camps over the summer or in the fall. And just this summer, I'm supposed to go to Wilderness, which is you just go in the wilderness out in Colorado without any connection to the world and that type of thing. And you just hike around. But with everything going on, we're not quite sure if that's going to happen. But yeah.
What camps have you done in the past? Have you done Wilderness, or what are some cool camps you have been able to do in the past?
Yeah, so I haven't done Wilderness yet. Usually juniors go on that one, but it is also open to seniors, so I decided this year that I wanted to do that. Other than that, after your sophomore year of high school, in the summer you can go to a bigger camp with your grade. My class went to Crooked Creek. Now it's Clearwater Cove, but that's also in Colorado, and take a big bus to go there, and it's a 7-day trip, and we left after July 4th, and that's a big trip where a lot of kids turn their faith around, because you have no connection with a cell phone or anything like that, and your day's all planned out, and it's just a really good experience. And other than that, after my freshman year, I went to Castaway, which is up north. And that's usually just a couple days or a week long as well. And that's also a really fun trip that we get to go to in the summer. Yeah.
Emma, you mentioned that you're a president for Young Life now with the social distancing. What are you doing to keep connected and still communicate with others in Young Life?
Yeah, so with everything that's going on, it's really hard to keep kids involved when it comes to Young Life. But we've been doing things such as like videos or there's like a TikTok page where there's like competitions going on where I know Lindsay and Bree are doing things there, just trying to keep kids involved when it comes to anything regarding their life. And I've been reaching out to some people just asking how they're doing and that type of thing. But we're hoping that eventually we can get back to the normal and start seeing kids again.
And Emma, through the years, what have you enjoyed most about the cake auction when it was held in the high school? What did you like about this particular event?
Well, personally, I enjoy baking. So when I walk around and am able to see all these wonderful cakes and things that people made, some of them are unreal and look like they shouldn't be a cake because they look so good. But I just love seeing how people can make things like that and put so much time into something that is for such a good cause, and just seeing how willing people are to pay so much for a cake or a basket or something like that just to help fundraise this organization and help kids grow in their faith even more.
What's your plan for next school year, next fall, Emma?
I'm going to go to the University of Minnesota Twin Cities and major in biology, society, and environment. And after that, I'm hoping to go to med school and become an OBGYN.
Fantastic. Emma Burns, Young Life, a senior and a president here in Owatonna. Emma, thank you very much, and success to you.
Thank you.